Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. What's up, everybody? We're back with the Don't You Worry podcast. It's your favorite hosts, Briley and Britton. We are so excited to be back. We are, over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking a little bit about something fun. So both of us read the book called The Love Everybody Wants by Madison Pruitt Trout. If you don't know who Madison is, she is a podcaster, she's an author, she's a speaker. We follow her on social media and she has lots of encouraging things that she posts all the time. You might know her from season 24 of the TV show The Bachelor, because she was actually on The Bachelor, and then because of some things in her own life, she felt led to actually step off of the show. Her story is absolutely incredible. If you want to go watch her podcast, it's called the Stay True Podcast, and she talks a lot about her story. But she has such an encouraging story and talks a lot about love, and specifically in this book, how the love we want is already ours.
She's an amazing role model. I love her so much.
Yes. And this book is so encouraging in any state of life that you're in. But we wanted to talk a little bit about why some things stuck out to us and how it connected to our life. So do you want to go ahead and jump right in?
Yeah. So one of the points, we both went through this book at separate times. You read it first and you were like, you have to read this book. This is amazing. And one of the parts of it that kind of stuck out to both of us after we were talking about it was that your life is like a house, mm-hmm. and the groundwork and like the foundation of your house is your relationship with God. And then the framework of the house is your relationship with yourself and how you love yourself and feel about yourself. And then the roof and the decorations and the furniture, everything, that's your relationship with other people. So when you think about it, you wouldn't put the decorations in your house before you have a foundation. That's just dumb. Like, you don't put the framework before you put the foundation. So your relationship with God is the most important part of your entire life, because otherwise it'll just all come crashing down and everything will fail.
Yeah. So how do you build like a strong foundation with God in your life? How do you actually build it?
So to kind of build your relationship with God, you have to prioritize it. And when I say it, I mean prioritizing reading scripture, filling your life with truth. And you have to pray to God and connect with Him. And you have to be in communication with Him constantly, because the more that you talk to God and the more that you are in like communication with Him, like the more that I talk to you and the more that I get to know you every day, the more things that I figure out about you, the more I figure out like, oh, she likes this more than she likes this, or this is what she's passionate about. So I find out more things about you the more that I hang out with you or have conversations with you.
And you get closer to me.
Exactly. That's the same how it is with your relationship with God. If the more you are praising Him and thanking Him for everything that He's blessed you with, and the more that you are just in communication with Him, then the more that you know about Him, and when you read the scripture, He will reveal Himself more if you're connected with Him more, because He can trust you more in His in your relationship with Him. So you have to just prioritize those things and really experience Him through all of the like main things that everybody's like, oh, how can I actually do this with my relationship with God? Well, you know, you pray, you read scripture, but on a deeper level, and you actually make it important in your life.
Yeah. Why is it important to put that before your relationship with yourself or before your relationship with other people? Before you pour into them, why is it important to root your own foundations in Christ?
Yeah. It really comes down to God is love. The Bible says many times that God is love. He is the definition of it. He is the person of love. Mm-hmm. And I think before you can understand who God, like, you can't love other people if you don't know who God is, because God is love. Mm-hmm. And if you don't understand what love is and who love is, then you can't share that with other people. Like if I didn't know a concept in math or something, I can't go teach that to somebody else if I don't know it. So you have to really experience your relationship with him and grow deeper within that before you can go and start loving like my sister. Before I could start loving you, I have to love God first before I can start loving and showing and expressing my love to my friends or to my parents, anything. You have to really understand, how do I love God? How does God show love so mm-hmm. that I can show it through the way that he does? Yeah. Or like how Jesus shows love in the Bible, how he like just lives it out. How can I live that out to the people around me?
I think that's important too for people that are new to being a Christian or new to coming to church, or if they haven't really figured it all out yet, to know, okay, you don't have to have it all figured out, and you definitely don't have to focus so much right now on pouring into other people when you could be focusing on, okay, who can I surround myself with that are going to be good influences that can pour into me? And like, they need to work on finding their own relationship with God first before they can, like you said, before they can go and teach the gospel to someone else. It's important for you to root your own foundations in God first. And that kind of leads into the next point of her book, that we were made for real love. And real love, like you said, only comes from God because God is love. But what do you think society, or even you in today's world, kind of, what kinds of fake love are people running to, or kinds of love that don't necessarily align with the Bible? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I think the main one is probably physical attraction mm-hmm. because, you know, as girls, we're always like, oh my gosh, he's so cute. Like, of course I like him. Like you have to, that's such a surface level love and yeah. physical attraction. Like even, I guess from guys' perspectives, I don't really know how the guy's brain works, but like, they're probably like, oh, she's a really cute girl. Like, yeah. I like her. You know, it's physical attraction is such a surface level love because,
well, and the girl thinks about the guy even when they're not around the guy mm-hmm. to the point where they might come up with an image in their head of who they think he is.
Exactly. Just because of like what they've seen a few times, like
yeah.
just because of how they observe how they act, like
right.
from an outside perspective, they're not looking at who they actually are. And I think feelings also, because mm-hmm. I feel like one of the things that Maddie talks about a lot in this book is that love is not a feeling. It's mm-hmm. not an emotion. It's like a choice.
Yeah.
And there's so much power within that statement. But what I'm trying to get to is like feelings are, they're always up and down and they're not constant. Mm-hmm. And I think with that surface level love that I was talking about, it's, I mean, there's nothing to it. It's mm-hmm. different. The difference between knowing like, oh yeah, I know what sport my boyfriend plays, or I know his schedule throughout the week. Like I know what he does, you know, but do you actually know what he's passionate about? Mm-hmm. Do you know what breaks his heart? What makes his heart super happy? Like what lights his face up? What is his God-given purpose? What are his convictions? What does his relationship with God look like? I think there's so many more questions even to that that involve in such a deeper love mm-hmm. that really shows that you are sacrificing something for the other person, and you're really showing an example of the love that God is mm-hmm. and who God has called us to be through love. And so many times society and the world and social media, like they're all talking about feelings and like how your heart feels and what physical attraction will get you, like, oh, they're attractive, go for them. Like, you know, it's just so much more personality based.
Mm-hmm.
Real love is a lot more on the personality and purpose and passion, convictions, everything that I said, rather than just, oh yeah, I think I love him, or oh yeah, he treats me good sometimes and he makes me feel seen. He talks to me a lot. He's giving me attention. So I don't know. I just feel like it's a lot of physical attraction and feelings for fake love.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the world has this kind of love that is changing a lot. Like you said, with The feelings, you feel different in one moment than you're going to feel in another moment. Mm-hmm. Or you may think they're really attractive one day and then they may not be the next day. I mean, I don't know. But it changes a lot. And then the kind of love that God offers us is never changing. And that reminds me of a scripture in 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. And it's so powerful to know that the love that God offers us is never changing, and it will last long term. It's not just a fleeting thing. And it's patient, it's kind, it doesn't envy, it's not jealous, it's not a jealous love. It's cool to see that because it gives us a literal framework for how to love other people. Because if we see the scripture of how God has told us that he loves and how our love should be, like what true love is, then we can see from that how to love ourselves, how to love other people.
Yeah, and God's love is constant. Like, it's not a roller coaster of emotions going up and down constantly. Like, it's not circumstantial. Mm-hmm. And he will love you as you are right now. And that's so reassuring because it's like sometimes, you know, you just think about yourself. You're like, oh, but my boyfriend doesn't love me anymore because he broke up with me. Oh, well, God still loves you even though you messed up and mm-hmm. you've sinned against him 1,000 different times. But he still loves you because that's all that we want.
Yeah.
Like, everybody in the world, no matter what you say, you want to be loved. We all want to be loved. That's
because
just
we were
truth.
Made for love.
Exactly. Like, God made us and he made that desire in us to want to be loved. Mm-hmm. And he gives us that graciously and freely. And he's like, take advantage of this because he's giving it. Why are we not accepting it?
Yeah. And we should be wanting relationships with others. We should crave relationships because that's how we were made. But we have to start at the beginning to figure out, how can I truly love everyone in my life well, whether you're in a romantic relationship or not? All of that flows from your relationship with God. So it's so important to fill your life with scripture. And honestly, fill the comments with scripture. Like, wherever you're listening to this, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what some of your favorite scriptures or passages are. So fill up the comments because we want to go back and see some scriptures that might encourage us, or somebody else might see it and it would encourage them.
Yeah. Somebody that might not know where to start, like, to look for this encouragement.
Absolutely.
Like, if we already know it, why not share it?
Yeah.
It's just awesome to know that the love that we are craving, like, God gives it to us, and he will, like, his love is constant, and it's not all of this fake love that social media puts out to the world. It's not the love that they are trying to push into our lives. It's a love that will never fail us. And it is, I mean, it's amazing.
If we all, because there's so many things trying to grab our attention with social media and with all these things that are out there of, oh, this is the perfect couple, or this is how you should love. If we would turn to the true source of love himself, then we would find the love that we've all been searching for.
So to wrap this up, if your life is a house, today we talked about the foundation and how to build your relationship with God, how to deepen it and understand what love truly is and who it is. And tune in next week for part 2, where we talk about the framework of the house.
Yes, it's going to be a good one. You don't want to miss it.